Welcome in. In this lesson, we're building tension and release at fast drum and bass tempos from Absolute Scratch with clean routing in Ableton Live. Advanced mindset today at 174 BPM. Everything already feels energetic. So if you want to drop that actually feels like a payoff, you have to design contrast on purpose, not just add more stuff. Here's the plan. We're going to build a clean template first. Then we'll write the drop first, because that's our release target, and only after we know what release feels like, we'll design tension that earns it using three levers: rhythm, spectrum, and space. The goal is a tight 32-bar idea: intro, build, drop, and a mid-drop variation, so it doesn't feel like an 8-bar loop pasted 4 times. Alright. Ableton open. Start a new set. Step 1. Session setup and routing. Set tempo to 174 BPM. Set global quantize to 1 bar. That makes arranging and launching ideas clean. Later, when we start doing micro edits and fills, we'll switch quantize down to a quarter note so you're not fighting the grid. If you're using a break sample, load it in an audio track and set warp mode to beats, preserve transients, and start the envelope somewhere around 40 to 70 depending on how crunchy you want it. The more envelope, the more it smears between hits, so be intentional. For bass one shots, if you're not time stretching, it's often cleaner to turn warp off entirely. Now build your track layout. This matters. Clean routing is what lets you push tension hard without your mix turning into a mystery. Create a drums group with separate tracks for kick, snare or clap, hats, a break track like Amen or Think, and a perk or ghost track for little extra movement. Create a bass group with sub, mid bass like a Reese or Neuro mid, and optionally a top noise layer if you want extra presence. Create a music group with pads or Atmos, stabs or chords, and optionally a lead. Create an FX group with risers, impacts, downlifters, and noise or whooshes. Now the return tracks. Make three returns at least. Return A is short verb, a tight room. Return B is long verb for throws and washing things out in the build. Return C is delay, like echo, set up to be clean and filtered. And if you want a fourth, return D can be a parallel crunch bus, but keep it optional because it's easy to overdo. Routing rule. Every individual track goes to its group. Every group goes to a single audio track called Premaster, and Premaster goes to the master. The reason we do this, you can /B, level, and do tiny glue moves in one place without committing to mastering while you write. That's how you keep tension and release alive instead of flattening it with overprocessing. On the Premaster, add a utility first and set the gain so your loudest sections peak around -6 dBFS. You want headroom, then add a glue compressor. Ratio 2 to 1, attack around 10 milliseconds, release on auto, and set the threshold so it's only kissing 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction at the loudest moment. Optional limiter during writing. Ceiling at -0.8, and do not let it slam. If it's doing more than a couple dB, you're basically removing your contrast. We're building contrast through arrangement and movement, not by crushing. Cool. Routing is clean. Now we build the drop first. We're going to make 8 bars of drop that feel like the answer, because tension only works if we know what resolution sounds like. Start with drums. On the kick track, place kicks on beat 1 and beat 3. That's the anchor. If you want a little extra push, add a tiny ghost kick just before the snare sometimes. Very low velocity, like a whisper. Not every bar. Tasteful. On the snare track, strong hits on beat 2 and beat 4. Layer it. One tight snare for punch. One clap or noise layer for width and presence. Keep an ear on phase and alignment. If the layer makes it smaller, nudge or choose a different layer. Bigger on paper is not always bigger in the speaker. On hats, program eighths or sixteenths, but add velocity variation. Fast tempos expose robotic hats instantly. Then add a little swing from the groove pool. Something like MPC 16 swing around 57 to 60, applied at maybe 20 to 40%. You're not trying to make it sloppy. You're trying to make it breathe. Now the break layer. Load an Amen or Think on the break track. Warp in beats mode. Preserve transients. High pass it with a Q8 around 120 to 180 Hz. This is a big one. The break is texture and attitude, not your sub. If you let it fight your kick and sub, you lose clarity and your drop feels smaller. Now process the drum group. Not every track with 10 plugins. In the drums group, start with a Q8. Gently cut below 25 or 30 Hz. That's rumble you don't need. If it's boxy, try a small tip around 250 to 400, but only if you hear it. Then add drum bus. Drive somewhere like 3 to 8%. Crunch 0 to 10. Boom very subtle, or even off, because your sub track owns the low end. And transients up a bit, like +5 to +20, but stop when it starts getting clicky or harsh. Then a glue compressor for cohesion, attack 3 or 10 ms, release 0.1 to 0.3 or auto, and keep gain reduction 1 to 3 dB max. If it's doing more, your drums will lose punch and you'll wonder why nothing feels exciting. Now bass. We are doing sub and mid separately, because separation equals clarity, and clarity equals perceived loudness without actual loudness. On the sub track, load operator. Ask is a sign. Keep it simple. Write a bass line that follows the root notes, and don't overcompose it. One or two notes can be insanely effective in a roller if the groove is right. Sub-processing. EQ 8 low pass around 80 to 120 Hz depending on how aggressive your mid bass is. Then a saturator, soft clip-on. Drive 1 to 4 dB, just to give it a little edge and translation on smaller speakers. Then sidechain compression from the kick. Ratio 4 to 1. Attack 3 to 10 ms. Release around 50 to 120 ms. You want 2 to 5 dB of duck on the kick. The exact release is feel-based. Too fast and it chatters. Too slow and the sub feels late. At 174 BPM, the release timing is basically part of the groove, so don't treat it like a technical checkbox. Mid bass track. Use wave eatable. Start with basic shapes, a sawish vibe, maybe oscillator too slightly detuned. Unison 2 to 4 voices but keep it subtle. Add a filter like MS2 or PRD, drive slightly, and put an LFO on the cutoff at 1/8 or 1/16 so it moves. Then processing. EQ8, cut lows below 90 to 120. You're making room for sub. Then add saturation or overdrive for harmonics. Then an auto filter whose cutoff you can automate later in arrangement. Optional. A tiny chorus for width, but keep width above 200 Hz. Don't widen below end. On the bass group, do the adult stuff. Keep low end mono. Use utility to force width to zero below about 120, or use the bass mono function if you have it. Then gentle glue compression, 1 to 2 dB. Now you've got a drop loop. Play it. This is your release target. If this doesn't feel good, don't build tension yet. Fix the core first, because no build will save a weak drop. At this point, do a quick teacher-style self-check. At fast tempos, contrast is often micro, not macro. A two-beat subtraction can feel like a cliff edge if the foundation is solid. And I want you to start measuring tension with 3 meters in your head. Meter 1. Transient density. How many distinct hits per beat? Not volume. Density. Meter 2. Upper mid occupancy from about 1 to 5 kHz. That's where pressure lives. Too much and it becomes fatigue. Meter 3. Subcontinuity. Is the sub consistent and grounded, or is it interrupted? Interruptions create tension. Continuity feels like resolution. Good. Now we design tension. 3 levers. Rhythm, spectrum, and space. Lever 1, rhythmic tension. The classic move. Half-time tease into full-time drop. Duplicate your 8-bar drop region so you have room before it. We're aiming for 32 bars total, but let's focus on building bars 9 through 16 as our main build. In the build section, remove the kick on 1 and 3 completely. That's huge. Then put a snare on beat 3 only, so it feels halftime. Even at 174, halftime instantly feels like something's coming, because the grid is still flying, but the anchors are withheld. Now use your break for teasing. A great Ableton method. Slice the break to a new MIDI track. Right-click the break clip. Slice to new MIDI track. Slicing preset transients. Now you've got the break as a playable drum rack. In bars 9 to 16, start sparse. Use fewer slices, leave gaps, and every 2 bars increase density. Add ghost slices, add hats, add little perks. You're turning up transient density over time, like slowly tightening a screw. For bar 16, do a micro fill. 1 bar or even half a bar. You can do a snare rush in 16ths with a velocity ramp, or a break stutter that goes from 8th notes to 16ths to 30 seconds. And here's a really clean Ableton tool for this. Beat repeat. Put it on the break track or on a dedicated break fill track. Set interval to 1 bar. For most of the song it's off. For bars 16 only, automate it on. Automate the grid from 1/8 to 1/16 to 1/32. Set chance to 100% if you want it deliberate, or 10 to 30% if you want controlled chaos. Use the filter inside beat repeat and brighten it as you approach the drop. That's rhythmic and spectral tension at once. Advanced variation. Ghost grid microtemming. In the build only, take a hat loop or the break layer and nudge it earlier by 5 to 12 milliseconds. Just a tiny early push. It feels impatient, like it's leaning forward. Then, at the drop, snap it perfectly back on the grid. That reset is a release, and you didn't add a single extra note. Lever 2. Spectral tension. This is where most people mess up. They build by adding sub. Don't do that. The rule in the build. Push upper mids and highs, not low end, on your music group or FX group. And auto filter and slowly open the cutoff across 8 bars. You can also automate an EQ8 high shelf up by maybe 2 to 5 dB from 6 to 10 kHz. The build feels like it's lifting off. Then at the drop, remove that shelf boost so the drop feels heavier, darker, and more grounded. That contrast is addictive in rollers. On the bass, you can create more tension by temporarily high-passing the mid-bass more aggressively during the build. Maybe your normal cut is around 100 Hz, but during build you push it up toward 200. The bass is still there, but it feels like it's missing the floor. And the classic D-B move, last beat before the drop. Remove sub and kick. Keep only noisy highs and maybe a reverb tail. That moment of where did the weight go sets up the drop to feel twice as heavy, even if the meter barely changes. This is also where expectation debt is powerful. In bars 13 to 16, introduce a recognizable rhythm, maybe in the bass mid or stabs, but end it early. Leave the last eighth or quarter note empty. The listener's brain wants the phrase to finish. Then bar 17 completes it on the downbeat. That's tension without volume, and it's one of the most musical tricks you can use. Lever 3, spatial tension. Bass is like stretching a rubber band. More space in the build, then sudden dryness at the drop. Setup return a short verb, with decay about 0.4 to 0.8 seconds, pre-delay 10 to 25 milliseconds, and high pass inside the reverb, around 150 to 250. Return B long verb, decay 2 to 5 seconds, pre-delay 20 to 40 ms, high pass 200 to 400. Return C delay, like echo, time 1/8 or a dotted quarter, feedback 25 to 45, and filter it so it doesn't fill your low end or hiss your ears off. Now automate sends in the build. Increase long verb send on snare fills, vocal chops, stabs. Use delay throws on the last word or the last stab hit. But the key move is right before the drop. Hard cut the long reverb so the drop is dry and punchy. And here's an advanced workflow upgrade. Don't try to reduce sends on 12 channels in the last bar. That's messy. Use dryness as a routing decision. This audio version is shortened for playback.